So is that steely look right for you? Well, Adam Rappaport is the style editor at GQ Magazine, and he's here with us now. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Campbell.
So I saw this AARP study that says more than 50% of women over 50 color their hair. It's different for women than it is for men, isn't it?
It is. I will admit it's a double standard. I mean, I think typically, stereotypically,
yeah,
you know, men are attracted to youth and beauty, and women are attracted to power. You know, and so guys can go gray. You know, Bill Clinton went very gray in office, and that didn't seem to slow him down at all.
No, definitely not. Well, you write that gray is the new black. It's actually stylish and hip now.
If you do it well. Or if you're George Clinton, you can probably do whatever you want, and you'll look good.
And are you speaking from personal experience?
I got a little salt and pepper going.
You got a salt and pepper thing going.
I have a lot of pomade in my hair at the moment, so it looks a little darker than it does normally.
But you also say you really have to dress appropriately in order to pull it off.
Well, exactly. I mean, once you start going gray, it's kind of like a little sign from God that, you know, all right, you're not in a fraternity anymore.
It's time to grow up.
And the cargo shorts, you know, the tank tops. Start dressing a little bit more like a gentleman.
So how do you do it get that look,
George Clooney
look?
It doesn't necessarily mean dressing conservatively, but, you know, like I said, put on a blazer, put on a dress shirt. You can still wear jeans. I think what's also important is that you wear your hair properly. Can we talk about the hair itself right now?
Tell me about the hair.
I think you want to go a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
You don't want that kind of floppy, flyaway, longer hair.
Not with gray.
Want that kind of pep school 16-year-old New England.
Yeah, I like what you've got, like the spiky thing with a little pomade.
Shorter on the side.
It's working for you.
So I think you just got to kind of consider your wardrobe, consider the hair, and just kind of get your game a little tighter.
All right, we're going to have a little fun with this because we asked our very talented graphics people to try and imagine what some celebrities would look like if they went gray, and I want to get your reaction to whether it's working for them or not. Okay, first up, Johnny Depp. Let's see if we can show.
Where's Johnny?
There he is. I think it looks okay. Yeah?
I'd say Johnny might need a haircut. But Johnny might need a haircut in real life anyways without the gray.
Johnny Depp is... Russell Crowe. Let's see Russell Crowe.
Russell, his hair is even greasier than mine right now.
Yeah, it is.
So I would say maybe go a little easy on the product. Russell's mid-40s now. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Whether he has gray hair or not.
He's getting that distinction. Drum roll, please. Our own Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Yeah.
Does Al even have any hair?
Yeah.
I can't even see him. No.
Don't insult her, Al.
Listen, Al's the best. Regardless of what he's got going.
Okay, what about Bono?
Bono, I think, actually looks great. I mean, now that he's kind of reached his diplomat stage in his life, I think it kind of lends him a little bit more gravitas almost.
Uh-huh.
Or that, or he kind of looks like a Greek shipping magnate. he can also do whatever he wants.
Okay, Brad Pitt. Ooh.
Brad Pitt. I think Brad looks actually better there than he does when he has that weird orange yellow dye job. You know.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay.
But like I said, I mean, Brad Pitt.
Let's throw Jennifer Aniston up there for Pitt.
Jennifer looks a little.
Thumbs down for the producer.
A little Emmy Lou Harris. Maybe she had the guitar and a backing band. She might get away with it.
And we saw Halle Berry go gray in X-Men, but I guess could she pull it off in real life?
Yeah, I mean, Halle Berry's hot.
She's got a face like Johnny Depp. Like, they can almost pull anything off. And then newsman Anderson Cooper actually wrote a column about going prematurely gray. We made him brown, actually, to go back to what his original hair was.
You kind of want to smack him with that hair.
He looks like 12 years old.
Yeah, a little boy. I think with him especially, would we be talking about him as much if he didn't have his kind of iconic hair?
Do you think this is just a trend, or does it signal that, like, we're moving toward a greater acceptance of aging?
I mean, I think obviously all men go gray. It's just a question of when. And I think men expect women to dye their hair.
Yeah.
Men, when they dye their hair, they kind of verge into Wayne Newton territory, and it's a little bit tough to pull off.
So, you know what? The key is just embrace it.
Go with it.
Go with it. All right, Adam, it was a lot of fun.
Thanks,
Good
Campbell.
To see you. Nice to have you here.
Bye-bye.